This video is going to come as a shock, but what I can tell you is that women do not care about connection, and the more that you try to connect with a woman in order to have chemistry, the more you try to connect with a woman to have feelings of real love, or the more you try to connect with a woman in order to build something, what you're going to notice is that you will be completely punished. She will completely disrespect you, she will completely pull away from you, and on top of that, she is going to look at you as a guy who has no options. What I'm going to be showing you is some uncomfortable truths, and if you stick with me until the end of this, I'm going to show you exactly how to navigate female nature at a level that you've probably never seen before. Now, after this video is over, I want you to go down below, click the link in the description, and check out the full-length MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique, end-to-end webinar that I made for you, so that way you can take that MBT system, you copy-paste it directly into your dating life, and you get results at a far quicker pace compared to the majority of all other men out there. That webinar presentation that I made for you is completely life-changing when it comes to the dating life that you're actually looking for, so be sure to check that out once today's video is over. Now, let's dive into this. Why women do not care about connection. Okay, here's the first thing you need to know. Women only feel connection through feelings of uncertainty. Okay, uncertainty if that man is fully invested into her or not. I will explain. Connection only comes through uncertainty. So in order to know how it forms, the first thing that we have to do is we have to actually address how it does not form, okay? So how it does not form is through similar interests, okay? If you have feelings of what you think is called mutual chemistry or following the narrative of ideal love. Okay, so this is the problems and the pitfalls that most guys run into, is they say, well, we have similar interests, so technically we should be together, or we have mutual chemistry, or it feels like we get along so well, or this narrative of ideal love. All of these things make a woman pull away from you and not like you. So here's how women actually feel love. Women feel love and connection only for the man who she is attracted to, but does not desire her for a long-term relationship. Say that with me one more time. Women feel love and women feel connection only for the man who she is attracted to, but he does not desire her for a long-term relationship. To a woman, this equals love. To a woman, this equals you having emotional strength. To a woman, this equals you not putting her beauty on the pedestal. These are the feelings of attraction and love that women actually respond to. So what I'm going to tell you is this, no matter how bitter these truths sound, no matter how your past circumstances have failed you when it comes to dating, this is the truth you have to internalize. Because in order to get new results in life, you have to do the opposite of what failed you in the past. The problem most guys run into is they refuse to let go of old beliefs that didn't work, and they refuse to actually see the world for how it actually is. So I'm trying to show you this in like a logical step-by-step format so you can internalize it without, you know, feelings of resentment or bitterness. You can actually just understand why relationships and dating interactions go this way. So taking this a step further, this is why connection in your eyes means nothing, okay? Oftentimes you think that the woman is perceiving love and the woman is perceiving connection the way that you feel it. This could not be further from the truth. And every single time you go with what your gut instinct is, or every time you go with what your head is telling you should make sense, or your brain is telling you what logically should make sense, you're going to notice that 9 times out of 10, it's completely wrong. So here's why connection in your eyes means nothing to the woman. Women only care about test passing. Women care that the man is able to consistently pass her interest tests to prove that he is not falling in love with her. Because the one thing that a woman absolutely hates is a man head over heels invested in love. That emotional care signals so much weakness, she feels unsafe with you. So women only care about test passing to reaffirm that you're not emotionally weak and a good bet for her survival. Since women are optimizing for the guy who is the strongest and who's a good bet for her survival, this is what she cares about. She cares about you passing long-term tests. So I'm going to read this one more time to let it sink in. Women only care about test passing to reaffirm that you're not emotionally weak and you're a good bet for her survival. So what does that mean? That means who she forms a connection with, in her mind, This is the guy, and this is the character traits he embodies. You have to realize this. The first character trait is he is distant. She maybe doesn't hear from him, you know, for days or weeks at a time. He's emotionally cold and doesn't desire a relationship. He doesn't really care if he sees her ever, or when he does see her, it just happens naturally, and whenever it happens, and he doesn't really care if it happens again. And he isn't trying to build anything with the woman. Like, he's not sitting there going, oh my, how do I build a relationship? How do I build this connection? How do I make sure I'm spending all my time or wasting all of my time doing all of these wrong things that don't actually get me anywhere? So because he's focused on himself as a man, she naturally desires him. Here's what I can tell you. Oftentimes, the woman falls in love with a guy that she doesn't even know very well. So you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this woman has to get to know me and get to know my personality and know about all the little details about how I move and how I operate. Could not be further from the truth. She oftentimes doesn't even have to know very much about you or about that guy, but because he embodies these traits of being distant, emotionally cold, doesn't care if he sees her or not, and isn't trying to build anything, because he embodies that, she naturally falls in love with him, and this is the man that she will consistently chase and pursue for days, weeks, months, or sometimes even years. So, moving on to the next piece. You will be rewarded with her actions and her intimacy, but never her words. Okay, here's what I mean. The woman that you're seeing, when you embody these traits, she will consistently want you, she will consistently want to be intimate with you, but here's what happens. She will complain all the time. You will not be rewarded with her words for the masculine traits you're demonstrating and showing. She will complain about how you're behaving all the time. So here's what will happen oftentimes, even if she's still seeing you. And she's going to tell you to change, and she's going to try to convince you to change and be softer and be more emotionally open. She's going to say that she hates that you don't talk very much and that so many days pass without seeing you. She will tell you that you're not a good boyfriend, or that, you know, you're doing this wrong and that wrong and that wrong and this wrong and that wrong. But what you're going to see is you're constantly rewarded with her actions and her intimacy. So here's what I can tell you. All you have to do is you have to watch her actions. So what's going to happen when you embody these traits is she keeps sleeping with you. And then on top of that, all the guys who are there for her, she doesn't even text back, or she doesn't even reply to. She doesn't want them. All of the guys who have changed, or all of the guys who want an emotional connection, or all of the guys who are there for her, those guys, she doesn't even open those text messages or ever call them back. She just leaves them be, and she's not even invested in them at all. What she's invested in is trying to get this guy to change. The problem is that as soon as you change, you will be left and you will be discarded, just like the majority of all of the other men in her inbox. So here's what men have to understand, okay? Men need to actually start to understand when their prime in life is, because this is something that I don't think is talked about very much. This is something that fathers are definitely not teaching their sons. Men need to understand when their prime in life is. So the only way to know when your prime in life is you have to understand what women look for. Women look for signals of strength and masculinity, okay? But here's the problem. Masculinity is built. This is not something you were born with. Very few men are born very masculine and knowing exactly what to do and how to navigate life, because that takes real competency, and real competency takes time. That's the only way. So masculinity is built. Very rarely is a man born with it. So it takes years of hardship while developing wisdom. That wisdom fortifies you if you're competent. A lot of men fall into hardship in their life, but they are not competent enough to overcome it to actually develop wisdom. That wisdom helps develop your masculinity. So your prime will be as you age, okay? That means your late 20s, okay? Your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, even your 60s. The older you get, the wiser you should become. That competency should develop and sharpen your masculinity. This is what women look for, is congruency within the man. So what I would advise you is this. You need to keep progressing on yourself and put you first, because then you will naturally pass these tests. If you're focusing on you, if you're building your own thing in life, if you're going a direction in life that's going to be beneficial for you and to you, women are naturally going to start to admire that. So you need to keep that in mind, okay? Your prime comes later in life. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment and subscribe. Check out that full-length webinar presentation that I made for you below, and we will see you in the next one.